talk about movies, maybe a joke or two. It's pod on the cob. It's pod on the cob.
Welcome to another bonus episode of Pod of the Cob. You'll understand why I was singing there in just a second. This is the only podcast on the internet or in the universe that is about movies that feature corn in them. And the bonus episodes tend to be more about movies than corn. And that's where we're at today. Bonus episode, Pod of the Cob. I'm here always with my co-host, Steph. Steph, say hi.
Hey, what up, everybody? Sorry, I didn't sing, but I should have.
It's okay. I think we're going to get a lot of singing in just a second.
Yeah, you'll get plenty. You'll get plenty.
We're also here with our first ever guest star, Casey Yana. Casey Yana has been mentioned on the podcast many times. She is my wife, and she's also a deep lover of the subject that we're going to be covering today, I believe. In fact, the reason we're doing our episode today that I guess I'll say, who wants to say what the theme of today's episode is? I won't do it. Someone else do it. What's the theme of today's episode?
Well, I can jump in. So the last like several regular episodes have been, well, the last two were Wizard of Oz and Wicked. And those two movies have a lot of things in common. And one of those things they have in common is that they're both musicals.
That's right. Steph wanted to do Wizard of Oz for her birthday.
Great pick.
Great move. And right around that time, we were trying to think of good bonus episode ideas. And Casey Yana actually had the idea to do an episode about our favorite musicals.
And it's rad that you let me, because Tyler is not necessarily a huge fan of musicals, but here we are.
Yeah, I always kind of assumed that was maybe part of your strategy in having us do one about musicals.
Well, and this is a love to Steph, because I know we have a shared love of musicals, and so it's very fun to talk about. And I think some of our audience, your audience, but I'm participating, is also into musicals. So here we go.
Yes. I can't wait to hear Tyler's favorite musicals, because I could just pull names out of hats, and that'd be a good guess as any about what Tyler's favorite musicals.
Yeah, that's fair. I would say that I was getting to 0 hour today trying to think of what my third was going to be, and literally thinking, like, if I can't think of one, maybe it's just going to be like a special episode where it's like Casey Yana and Stephanie talk about them. I was able to scrape one in at the last minute. And you know, then actually, as I was thinking more, I have like a lot of I guess we could call honorable mentions, because like I have some that I could definitely name that I like that I haven't seen in such a long time that I just don't remember if I still like them as much as I think. But yeah, it's not my favorite genre, but I was able to find some good ones.
Yeah, I had the exact opposite problem where to like be like, okay, well, what mood am I in right now? Those are the ones I'm going to pick, because I could just name like 50 musicals and just be like, I love them all.
Yeah.
So, but I'm pretty happy with what I came up with. So
Casey Yana's basically been listening to musicals all day, getting ready for this. So
I've been watching musicals all day.
So fun.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear your favorite.
I know.
Well, before we go into the musicals, I also think in the last bonus episode, we talked about the Oscars, and we also ended up talking about movies we wanted to see in 2025. And there have been some developments in those areas that Casey Yana actually is part of. So I figured before we go into the musicals, let's quickly talk about two movies. We'll just do brief like reviews of them. One of them is an Oscar winner that we talked about during that episode. And the other is one of the ones we are all looking forward to seeing in 2025. I'll start with the Oscar one, because I know, Steph, you haven't seen that one, so we'll just kind of get through that quick. Casey Yana and I, and Casey Yana's family, much to their chagrin, we all watched Conclave, which, for those of you who don't know, Conclave is about a fictional pope dying.
Okay.
And the process that goes around electing a new pope, which is, funny timing for this one. Casey Yana, I'll let you kind of lead. Like, what did you think of Conclave? What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I loved like 95% of the movie. I thought it was beautiful. Oh. The performances are really engaging. It's like, it's really good. And I was totally engrossed. The ending is like such a wild curveball that I was very thrown off by it. And I take a few points off the movie because of it. But I still like think it's a good movie. I just did not. I thought I was tracking one story the whole time, and then it turns out it was not that story at all.
Interesting.
I'm curious. I don't know, like, if folks watched it in a different context, like, they might not feel, I don't know. It just really threw me by surprise the way it ends. So I don't want to give any spoilers, which makes it hard to talk about, but that's my takeaway.
We won't spoil it. I think it's a great call because the ending truly comes out of nowhere. I don't think anyone could predict like what ends up happening.
That makes me actually want to see it.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to hear your take on it.
Okay.
My take is similar to Casiana's, honestly. I would say like, 95% of it was that's the bummer about it for me, was like 95% of it was so good. It is such a, we talked about Wicked last time, right, Steph? And I kept saying that Wicked is like a good looking movie. Conclave is a good looking movie. Everything looks awesome.
And it's Ralph Fiennes, right?
Yes. Totally.
Who like I love. Okay.
He's phenomenal in it. Stanley Tucci's also really great in
Stanley
it.
Stanley Tucci.
Yeah. Who I haven't seen in something serious in like such a long time. And he's so good.
Yeah. John Lithgow. I know you like John Lithgow. He's really good in it.
Love him.
Isabella Rossellini from Blue Velvet.
She's great in it.
Yeah. So like a really well-made movie, great acting, looked really good. The score was really good. And then, I think I was talking about it with Casiana's mom earlier this week because she was really bummed out by the ending too. And I think it's like one of those things where it's not even the whole ending. Like I think if you take the last 10 minutes, like 8 of those minutes, I really didn't like. And then the very final, like 2 minutes, no joke, like the last like 2 minutes, it was right back to me really liking it again. There's just a reveal that's really weird and it's all very rushed. It's a movie that's like, it's like not very long. And for a movie that was that.
It could be longer. And like, how rare do you say that these days? You know what I mean? But like the ending does feel super duper rushed. It's too bad because it's like a really good movie.
I agree 100%. Like I actually would have taken 10 more minutes of footage just to get us to make this like twist ending thing not feel
big
so like, forced and rushed. Because the content of the ending didn't bother me at all. It was just how it was executed was really, really like slapdash.
I think, unless I just missed a bunch of stuff, like it almost makes me want to watch it again. But I'm very curious if you watch it, Steph, what you'll think.
Okay. I'll have to watch it. I needed some homework, so.
We're signing you and the listeners homework.
It is. Isn't it like 90 minutes or something? It's like a tight runtime.
It's seriously like 90 minutes.
Nice.
It's like so
nice. Oh, man. Movies these days.
Breath of fresh air.
Okay, there is one that we all saw. This was one of our 2025 most anticipated movies. Yeah. It was Bong Joon-ho's Mickey 17.
Mm-hmm. Mickey 17. Robert Pattinson. I liked Mickey 17. I thought it was super weird and kind of, I don't know, like, it wasn't like a feel-good movie in any way. But I liked, I don't know, I thought it was like thought-provoking in certain aspects. And like, it was, the characters were interesting enough and the world was like kind of cool and sci-fi-y, which I like.
Yeah.
And I liked like the creatures in it. But I know I think we all have different opinions on the movie. So
yeah, we all saw it together. We should mention we all saw it together.
No, I think I feel similarly to you, Steph.
Okay.
I really liked it.
Okay,
well,
cool.
I didn't really like it. I'm not in a hurry to watch it again, but I'm glad I saw it and I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, same.
But not a feel good movie. Might be a feel bad movie.
Yeah, feel bad or feel weird or like.
Yeah, definitely weird.
It's like the rest of the night after watching it, I was kind of like, ugh. Yeah. Like I feel I need like a palate cleanser. Like,
totally.
After.
I think we went home and watched Temptation Island.
We did. We watched Temptation Island afterward because we needed a palate cleanser too. Yeah, it can be a bit heavy at times. Even in a lighthearted way, there's some heaviness to it, which isn't bad. I think I've got to just chalk this one up to one that just wasn't for me. Because I don't have like any particular problems with it. Like it's well made. He's obviously a great director. Robert Pattinson's really good in it. He comes on a little strong for me. He's not
the
bad. It's a little much.
It's a bit much.
It was making me think of Tropic Thunder. There's like a line in Tropic Thunder that this was kind of towing as well. But I think I just gotta just say, just not for me. I gave it like a good like score on Letterboxd and stuff. I just don't think that I just didn't connect with this one. It was kind of a miss for me. But it wasn't bad. I don't think it was bad.
You win some, you lose some, you know?
Yeah. I think Casey Yana kind of said, we said this about Conclave too, actually, funny enough. So I'll quote Casey Yana and just say like, maybe I'll see it again someday and it'll be like, oh yeah, okay, I get this. Because like, there's so many things in it that I should like. Uh-huh. Like it's very dark and it's kind of like, it's very different. But yeah, I was never, it kind of grossed me out like in a way that wasn't very entertaining.
It's kind of icky feeling.
Mm-hmm. Like I like the substance and the substance was icky, but like it was like still visually beautiful to me, even when it was gross. Right. And this I was just kind of like, it was like drab and gross.
Yeah, it's a grim world.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a grim world. Yeah, not feel good for me at all.
But you guys, you know what is feel good? Musicals.
Musicals. I agree, Steph.
Musicals feel good. You sing, you dance, you laugh, you cry. Musicals.
Well, let's talk about some musicals then. Let's have our guest kick it off. Casey Yana, if yours, I don't know how yours is ranked, but if you have yours ranked, let's go with your third favorite musical of all time.
I do have mine ranked, and my ranking changed in the last hour because I was listening to my contenders for top song on my run. I just went on and it changed my order. So
the
my
song
third,
determined. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I was, yeah. So my third is Singing in the Rain.
Oh, I thought that'd be high.
I know. I did too, but here we are.
What's your top song?
So this is part of it, is I love like the overall music of Singing in the Rain. And like, I will say all of my picks for musicals, they're named after like their title track. And the title track in every single one of them is a banger. They're the reason it's the name of the musical. Singing in the Rain is such an incredible song. And I just learned that Gene Kelly had 103 degree fever while filming that. So that's pretty crazy. Did not know
that's
that
insane.
Until I did my little research.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. But I think my favorite song is Good Morning, which I think is an overlooked song, but it's just like such a fun number. And I mean, it's sort of like it's their celebration of solving the conflict of the movie. It's just like so good. The dancing's really, really fun in it. What's his name? Donald O'Connor. Not Gene Kelly, but the like comedic guy in it. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, he's so good.
I love him.
In that number. And my other contender for a top song was Make Him Laugh, because God, that's such a good
Same.
I heard these two songs in the last 5 minutes, by the way. She was just in the shower belting both of these.
Funny enough, I watched that movie this morning. It's so good. It's on my list. I share the exact same, well, it's not in my same spot as Case, but same song.
Really?
Is my top song. I have like some fun facts. Should I share them now about the song?
Wait, before you do, where is it? Let's just do both of your guys' reviews of this in one go. Where is yours in your
So that's my number one.
Whoa, okay. We did yours right away. Right on.
So that's my number one, but I actually kind of like this because I kind of want to save my third for last because it's funny. But
cool. Okay.
So that's my number one. And I watched it this morning to like make sure that that was true, because I like made this list like a week ago. And I easily was like, same as Casey, I was like, either Make Him Laugh or Good Morning. But I decided Good Morning was my favorite. And I was like looking into the soundtrack and looking into like all the stuff that goes along with that. Okay. And there's some like deep pot on the cob lore tied into this song, because this song was originally written for a movie, a 1939 movie musical called Babes in Arms, starring Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mickey Rooney was a voice actor in our episode 3, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Mickey Rooney.
Oh, yes, you're
right. He was.
Judy Garland is obviously the star of Wizard of Oz, which was our episode 5 pot on the cob. So it's like full circle here.
Wow, that's beautiful.
With Good Morning. That's crazy. I was pretty happy about that. And yeah, yes, I love that song. Love that movie.
Oh, freaking so
love
good.
Debbie Reynolds. Love Gene Kelly. Like, it's a good one.
Wait, so hold on. Okay, so since both of you have this on your list, I've only seen it once, so I don't really remember it that well. So lay it on me for the uninitiated. Who's in it? What's the story? You know, let's go. Let's teach me about Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the Rain.
Take it away. You're the expert.
Well, I have. So it's starring Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds, and Donald O'Connor. Basically, Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor. It's set in like the 1920s as movies like Hollywood is transitioning from silent films to talkies, right? So now they can hear on movies. And Gene Kelly is like in a series of his characters in a series of like really popular silent films. And his co-star is this like gorgeous blonde like actress, but like her voice is horrible. She talks like this like through the whole movie. And like she can't really act, but she can act in silent films because you barely have to act. So basically he has this like funny run-in with Debbie Reynolds' character. They kind of fall in love. The movie studio wants to do like a talkie with Gene Kelly's character and his co-star, but she's horrible. And they get like, they do a screening and they get laughed out of the theater. So basically Good Morning is them being like, okay, we're actually going to make this a musical because that's how we'll save like our jobs and the movie and the, whatever, the whole shebang. And they're like, but she can't sing or talk or act. So they're like, Debbie Reynolds' character will voice her in the film. So she'll like sing and talk for her and read all the lines while the like pretty blonde girl will do the like acting and stuff. So, and she's kind of like the villain of the movie, which is like sort of problematic and misogynistic because like the only thing wrong with her is that she has a kind of a bad like voice or whatever.
And but she has also a crush ends up on Gene Kelly, which they like totally make fun of her for, but right. And he's horrible to her.
Yeah, they're all kind of horrible. And you like, you know, in this day and age, we know a lot more about like the 1920s like movie industry. But she also is kind of just like a selfish, like narcissist.
Yes, and she's
isn't
like
a good
bad
person. Yeah. So it's lighthearted, is what I'll say. She's like a funny, because I just watched it this morning.
She's so good.
Oh, and I'm like, she's a really funny movie villain.
So Lena Lamont is the character, yes. Which I think is such a good character name. She's played by Jean Hagen, and Jean Hagen was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for that role, which I thought was so interesting.
And she like got the part because she could do like a spot on impression of some other actress in another older musical movie. I'm like, dude, this world is like tiny when you really get into like the nitty-gritty.
Yeah. it's such a good movie. And she's such a great part of that movie. I love her. I loved her as a kid too. I just thought she was so like funny.
Yeah, I loved this movie as a kid. Make 'em Laugh, that musical number. Literally was my sister growing up. Like that was like that was her in my house at all times, was like doing just the funniest like physical comedy. And he does such a good job. So yeah, love it.
Right on. Shout out to Kay John. I know you listen yes. to Kay John. Shout out.
Related to Make 'em Laugh and Donald O'Connor. Another thing I learned in little research is he smoked like several packs of cigarettes a day, and the like physical exhaustion from doing that number landed him in, I think, the hospital, but at the very least in bed for days. It's like a known
fact. Believe it. I was like, what is this guy on to accomplish this number?
He's like literally running up walls in it.
Yeah,
it's
if
so
you
good.
Guys haven't seen the, even just like looking up, you don't have to watch the whole movie, although I would recommend it, but just looking up like Make 'em Laugh or just looking up Good Morning or even Singing in the Rain, like just the musical numbers themselves are incredible.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And listen, if you're like me and you're not super into musicals, I will say that Casey Yana showed me a lot of the classics, including Singing in the Rain. And although I don't remember it that well, it's been a while since we saw it, but I do remember really liking it. I think my thing with musicals is I just don't love the musical part of musicals, which I know is like the whole thing
the
you guys
point.
Like. Yeah. But like, the acting and the production design, and there's so many fun elements that you really see mostly in musicals, you know. So I would, you know, yeah, like watch Singing in the Rain. If you haven't seen it, it's a classic. You should watch it. It makes me want to watch it again hearing you two talk about it.
Awesome. It's on HBO. Just go watch it.
Did it win any Oscars? It did win an Oscar, right?
Yeah, I didn't write down what it won, but it definitely won stuff.
Let me see if
Did it win Best Picture? Like, for real, did it win Best Picture?
No, I think that was another one of my picks on the list. Accolades, Academy Award. It didn't win any.
Okay, all right, it didn't win any. Okay, all righty. Well, never mind. It's a stupid movie for losers. okay, well, since we did Casey Anna's third and Steph's first, I'm gonna do my second on my list.
Oh, hell yeah, we're just going mix it up. So we're just,
why not?
Yeah, we're living our best life.
Also, the main character of mine would love that I'm doing the second one first. My second out of three favorite musicals of all time is 1971's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Directed by Mel Stewart and starring Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder, baby. Hell yeah.
Favorite song. This was a trip. You didn't. Casey Anna and I watched this. This is one of the few musicals that I have shown her, actually.
Oh, okay.
I never saw it as a kid. I saw it for the first time a few years ago.
No way.
And it blew my mind.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of staples that are coming up in this Pod in the Cob episode. One of them, of course, being the two actors that were mentioned earlier, but also just dangerous productions, like you two talking about the guy who had to go to the hospital after his dance routine. And I'm going to add sleazy kind of drunken con men to my list and say I love the character of Willy Wonka, specifically how Gene Wilder plays him in the movie. He ticks all the boxes for me of like my favorite kind of movie characters. All in all, it's just a really interesting movie. It's just has this really fun vibe. It's got this like kind of, I think I see a lot of people online say this about kids movies nowadays don't ever feel like dangerous, and they don't ever make you feel like, and as a kid I think it's good that you watch things that had a little bit dangerous. This one has a sense of danger of like something could happen to you. You're not, just because you're a kid doesn't mean you're fully like protected, and the world isn't, you know, even this chocolate factory isn't like completely safe. And I don't know, it has this kind of like spooky very psychedelic I just love it. It's great. My favorite song is Pure Imagination, of course. It's everyone's favorite song. Did you think I was gonna say Cheer Up Charlie? Cheer Up Charlie.
No, I thought you were gonna sing I Got the Matt Golden Ticket.
Oh, I do love that one. The Candyman. I absolutely abhor the Tim Burton remake.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's one of the worst movies.
What about the Timothy Chalamet Wonka movie?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Did you see it?
I really doubt I'll end up seeing that.
Okay.
Is it good? Is it worth the watch?
No. Okay. Well, I mean, it's kind of fun, but it's just weird. It's not in like a fun weird like this one with Gene Wilder is. It's like weird in like a weird kind of weird way.
It's a film, and it didn't grab me.
No.
What yeah, I think that for me, it isn't there. How do I say this? It's going to sound so mean to my own movie that I'm saying I like. There isn't anything particularly special or magical about the story of the Chocolate Factory to me. Like, I read the book and I remember thinking it was like fine. It's really for me just like a time and place thing of I just really like this movie. Like, I like. It's like the kids are all bad actors, and it's so 70s.
So 70s, yeah.
Like, yeah, oh my god.
And it has this shoddy, cheap feel to it. Like, everything feels like The Wizard of Oz, how all the sets feel like big plastic sets, you know? Like, I think it's just like a time and place thing. I don't think remaking it, the magic to me doesn't come from like the story or anything. I just think it's like a perfect combination of Gene Wilder's really good as Willy Wonka, and
yeah,
the people who made it were just towing that line of like campy, and it just works for me.
Yeah, I agree. Wow, so that was your number two?
That was my number two. Yeah, that was my number two. Okay. Kissiana, I'm curious because you saw that for the first time ever, like in the last like year or so. Like, what was your reaction to it seeing it as an adult? Because Steph and I saw it as kids.
It's bizarre. The honestly, I don't even remember it as a musical for starters, and I think that's because it's kind of bad vibes, and musicals are supposed to be good vibes. And the thing that I really remember is that scene where they're like going through the tunnel in the boat, and
oh,
it's like
it's scary
horror flash. And then Tyler ruined it doubly for me because apparently that they really killed that rabbit that's like dying.
It's
in
a chicken. It's a chicken. They do show a chicken getting its head
an animal,
cut off.
You're kill actually a seeing an animal die. And it's like, it's horrifying. So,
okay, hold on. Because before we steer too many people away, it's there is, it, that is true. There is industrial footage. Just in the sense that the crew didn't go out and kill an animal.
Yes, that is true. It wasn't part of production. They found footage that of a
Clearly, they probably, to be fair, the crew probably did shoot that footage for like a different industrial film or something they worked on. But it's like footage of a chicken. It really is a real chicken, and it really is. Does die, and that is I would say that is my biggest critique of the movie by far. I hate that. Otherwise I'd say it's a perfectly bad vibes musical for this guy.
I know, I feel like your picks are all going to be bad vibes musicals, which they're hard to come by, so
yeah, pretty much. All right, Kaseyana, do you want to do your number two or do you want to do your number one? What where are we going with our order now?
I'm gonna do my number two.
Cool.
And it's Sound of Music.
Classic.
Is this on your list, Steph?
Yeah, that's my number two as well.
It's because musicals are the best musicals.
All right, you two. Talk about it.
I know we're not going to have the same last one. I know for a fact.
Okay.
But yeah, Sound of Music. Yeah. Hell yeah. Okay. What's your favorite song?
I mean, okay, so this is what I was really debating, but I Have Confidence is it for me.
I Have Confidence?
Yeah, the one where she's like, Confidence in Sunshine
at the very beginning.
Yeah,
okay, right on.
It's a banger, and I just re-listened to it, and like girls should be putting it on their get ready playlist. It's so good, and it gets you like so fired up, and you believe in yourself so much. And I think it, like, as a little girl, I think like that message stuck with me, and it's a good one. What's your favorite song, Steph?
It was hard to narrow down because I have a lot of favorite songs.
I agree.
So it was hard, but I kind of just picked one where I was like, this one, whenever I hear it, I want to sing it, and it gives me happy feelings, is Do Re Mi.
Yeah.
So Julie Andrews and the kids, and she's like teaching them how to sing, but it turns into this like fun number where they're going all about. And
so fun. And they're in those really cute clothes she just made from the drapes. I
love
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the Austrian Alps. It's like seriously some of the best. Tyler's not seen this, by the way. And it is a travesty.
Yeah. Never seen Sound of Music.
I will say,
Do Re Mi, that song, it does produce one of my favorite Simpsons bits of all time when they run into the statue of the deer and Homer says, Do. And then Marge goes, a deer. And Lisa says, a female deer. That's one of my favorite bits, like one of my favorite Simpson bits of all time. But
wow.
That's all I've got. That's all I've got.
We can really credit Rodgers and Hammerstein for that one. Thanks, Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Thanks, guys. I think this won the Academy Award for Best Picture.
Oh, right on.
I think it did too.
Let's find out, folks. Let's do the research. Eddie, do the research for us there, Ed.
Best Picture, Best Director, Best Original Score, Best Film Editing.
Wow.
Who is the director?
Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress.
Damn. Wow.
Best cinematography, best costume design, best production design, best sound mixing, best, better say, film editing. The director is Robert Wise.
Whoa. It won a bunch of Oscars. Who is the was Julie Andrews the winner of the best actress?
She would have been the lead.
For sure.
Damn, dude. Damn.
And this was like really close to when she was doing Mary Poppins as well. So she was popping off, pun intended.
Oh, Mary Poppins almost made it onto my list. Mary Poppins was like really close to being
my
third.
One.
Yeah. Isn't this movie about Nazis? Does this mean that
it's
you all are
standing
like...
up to Nazis?
Oh, okay. All right. I got it mixed up.
Not kowtowing to the regime.
Yes.
Finally.
Gotcha.
It's very timely.
I'm actually surprised they're not making a
remake
right now.
Knock on wood. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm going to knock on wood, too. Okay, well, yeah, so how maybe it is my turn, I guess, because you guys just did two again.
Yeah.
You did one each.
Go for it. You're up.
All right. None of mine have Nazis in them, just for the record. I just want everyone to know.
Consider yourself lucky.
I'm going to do my number three. So I did my number two. My number three, we've actually talked about on the podcast before. It was in our very first bonus episode ever, bonus episode one, Best of and Worst of 2024. And it is Scrooge from 1970, starring Albert Finney and Alec Guinness. It is, we've talked about it a little bit in the podcast in the past, so I'll kind of keep it brief because I think I already sort of shared a lot. But I think it was like one of your favorites of 2024, right,
Steph? My fave, yeah. I watch it every Christmas, yeah.
So do I. So now Casey Anna does too.
Yeah. I do too.
It's like my mom's favorite movie, like ever. So it's one I grew up on. My favorite song in it is Thank You Very Much. I don't remember if that's the song title, but it's like, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And he's singing about Scrooge.
That's the nicest
dead.
Thing that anyone's ever done for me. Yeah.
It's just a good time, man. It's again, a little spooky. There's like a lot of like a lot of weird gothic kind of
off-putting
architecture. Very off-putting. I like Albert Finney in it as both old and young Scrooge.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan Kenobi plays Jacob Marley. Yeah, just an all around. Yeah, as that's Obi-Wan Kenobi, Al Guinness.
Wow, that's crazy. He's so young.
Never have I thought about that before.
Me neither.
Interesting.
As a kid, I also just liked the third act a lot. I thought it was really creepy. Like when he goes to hell and everything's like glowing orange.
And all the guys down there are like all like beefy and like greased up. I'm like, okay.
It's so weird, man. You wonder why, you know, we all, everyone has crazy parents, and we all wonder why our parents are crazy. And then we see the fucking movies that they're watching in the 70s. These really? Things are wild, dude. But yeah, that's a good one. So that's my third favorite musical of all time.
Wow.
So, okay. I think we should reverse the order for a second here. And here's why. Here's why. One, because Stephanie's working backwards at this point, so she's going to her third.
It's fine. Honestly, this couldn't have turned out better for me, so it's all good.
I'm glad to know that the best musicals really are the best musicals.
Yeah. And then I will add, like, I went through this whole process in my mind coming up with this list because, as you can see, or as you can hear, we have discussed a lot of musicals in the past, like in the context of the movies that I love. So I intentionally didn't include any of those movies. So I didn't include Wizard of Oz or Wicked or Scrooge or whatever. And then I also purposely didn't dive into like animated Disney movies because technically those are all musicals as well. But I feel like that's a genre in and of itself. So I didn't, I like tried to not touch those movies. So that was kind of like narrowing it down for me a little bit.
Yeah. Well, actually, you helped me, Kaseyana, because my original list, we actually had this idea like months ago and we just haven't had a chance to record the episode. And when I threw out my first three to Kaseyana, it was like Nightmare Before Christmas, Alice in Wonderland, and like, I don't, you know, maybe Beauty and the Beast. And Kaseyana was like, but they're all like, those are kind of musicals. Like they're singing, but like, we were thinking like, you know,
a Disney movie is like a different thing than like a, Yeah.
So I think like that's good to kind of throw out there. And also, since you mentioned some honorable mentions of yours that you didn't do, I'll throw a couple of mine out too, just because like these are just ones I know I like, but I haven't seen them in so long that I don't know if I'd say like they're my faves. But like there's so many good ones, like you guys have said. We already talked about Mary Poppins. We already talked about Wizard of Oz.
A Disney movie.
Like, another another Disney one, right? But like I really like Chicago, I really like Greece, I really like there's a big debate online over whether or not the Blues Brothers is a musical. I like that one. So you know, it's like there's a bunch that I like, right? But these are the ones that for me, because I don't love this genre the way you guys do, I had to go with Scrooge, even though Scrooge is already something we talked about, because the gap between the ones I like and the ones I love is really vast in this category. I don't have that same appreciation for it that you two. Like, if we were doing horror movies and we had covered my three favorite horror movies on the podcast already, I could still conjure up three that I like absolutely love.
Right.
But I couldn't quite do that with musicals. So that's why I wanted to do Scrooge.
Cool.
Makes sense.
It's a good one. It needs representation in every episode is what I think. So
I like it. It's a great movie.
It can be a through line. Your through lines are now Korn and Scrooge.
Okay. Hey, there we go. We do have a lot of odd through lines that come on the show in a repeating fashion. We've already covered a few of them today. All right, Steph, let's hear your third favorite musical of all time.
Oh, wait, we're going to me? We're skipping Case?
Yeah, I feel like Case Yana, we want to get the number ones at the end, right? Like the number ones, not the number threes. Ew.
Mine might as well be a number one is all I'm saying.
Let's hear it.
High School Musical.
Oh, hell yeah.
Whoa.
Absolutely.
So I'm veering a little bit. It's a Disney movie, like Disney Channel movie, 2006, High School Musical. It's literally like a 2006 time capsule. I just rewatched it earlier today.
Wow.
All the style, all the like, even how they talk. I'm like, wow, this is so 2006.
Totally.
Obviously watched it when it came out on TV and my life was never the same, so I had to include it in my list. Freaking love the music to this day. Like, I literally still listen to these songs. So with that, my favorite song, couldn't pick one. Sorry, guys, had to pick two. So they tie. So Breaking Free, which is Zac Efron singing with Vanessa Hudgens, except Zac Efron doesn't actually do all the vocal. Like, he doesn't actually sing the whole song. He only sings parts of it. And Drew Seeley actually sings, like, most of it. Don't know why. No one on the internet really knows why either. And then my other favorite song is Stick to the Status Quo, which is Ashley Tisdale and Lucas Grabeel's character. But yeah, so that's my number three.
So good. I just Sharpay. Yeah. Wow, so good.
Yeah.
That's a really great pick, Steph. I love that.
Thank you.
I'm so proud that our prestige movie podcast can now say that we have reviewed High School Musical. That's a milestone for me.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
it's
a good movie.
I was in love with Corbin Bleu.
Corbin Bleu.
Now I'm saying that it sounds so much like chicken cordon bleu. At the time, I might never put that together. Oh my gosh, I was so in love with him, and I saw him on a plane once.
No way.
Yeah, it was great.
I was definitely a Troy Bolton girl. Loved Troy Bolton. Zac Efron's character.
Choreography in that movie is so good.
It's so fun. Like, I love it because, and we've talked about this since like episode one, where like you love movies for reasons other than like watching it and being like, this is like critically a good movie. Cause like, you know, High School Musical, come on, let's get real. Like, it's not winning any awards. The acting isn't great.
What?
Spoiler alert, no Oscar nominations.
How many Oscars? Hold on. How many Oscars? Oh, zero. Weird.
But it is very fun.
High School Musical chain.
It's very fun, and I love the musical numbers, the choreography, with the exception of like Vanessa Hudgens' character's song, like right in the middle, is such a snooze fest.
Yes,
she has like this solo like ballad that's so boring that I skip over. But
yeah,
it's really dumb. But anyways,
we should have done like our least favorite songs from these movies too, because every musical has one snooze fest, one
that's
horrible,
true. And it's for
song.
Me, it's always a ballad, with the exception of like Wicked, because I love that one ballad. But
okay, going back to Singing in the Rain. My AirPod keeps falling out. Can you still hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Okay, going back to Singing in the Rain, the one that I hate is the one where they're just on the sound
on
stage.
On the ladder?
And it's, yes. And it's like nothing.
Oh, so boring.
And then in researching, I saw that they, for some reason, like needed that song to be in the movie and like told the team that wrote the music, like, we need a song tomorrow. And they were like, tomorrow? And they're like, yeah. And so we ended up with that crappy song, which is like, it's so boring.
Yeah,
it's too long too. That scene is so long.
That's when you like check your phone and you're like scrolling through whatever. Yeah,
I can't think of my least. I can think of my least favorite for Willy Wonka, because everyone hates the mom song. Cheer up, Charlie.
Yeah,
no one likes that one. But I can't think of one from Scrooge I don't like. I'm going through them in my head.
Maybe the one where it's them two in love and it's like the montage of their relationship, and then it ends with like her breaking things off with him. Cause that song's kind of, I mean, it's important for the plot, but like that song's kind of I can't even remember it right now.
Yeah, if we're going off just like our least favorites, then because I still like that song, but maybe it's like my least favorite. Because like that's what, happiness is.
Yes, it's a thing of a past.
Okay, well then in the running, we have to also, we obviously in the running have to put Tiny Tim's like depressing ass.
So yeah, that's the worst one.
Yeah.
That's solid.
On a beautiful winter.
Yes. But gosh, actually, now that you're singing all these, I actually really like all these
I like
songs,
that one too. And then Scrooge has like a dire, like dark one in like in the middle that I know people are going to be, anyone who likes this movie is screaming right now. Like it's that one. But I like that one too. It's so like grim and weird. Or no, maybe Yeah. He has a kind of somber one and Al Guinness is kind of a somber one. And they're both, I like them. Like they're kind of, yeah, they're bad. I like them. They're bad vibes. Kaseyana, if you don't mind, I'm going to leapfrog you as well, because I think you should get the big spotlight at the end and end on your first, since you're our guest star. You're the guest.
Yeah. Wow.
What an honor. Okay.
You're sitting at the end of the table, in my opinion, right? Steph and I are filthy peasants, lapping up gruel from bowls on the ground. That's how I'm envisioning this.
Sorry,
my
Steph.
Favorite.
I love gruel. It's delicious.
My favorite musical of all time, and it's not even really close. This one won by an absolute landslide, and it's the one that I would gladly watch anytime you want to watch it with me, is the Rocky Horror Picture Show from 1975, written by Richard O'Brien. It was originally a stage play that he had. I believe it was a stage play, if I'm remembering correctly. It has Tim Curry, Susan Sarandon, Meatloaf, and it's directed by Jim Sherman. Yeah, this is like not only one of my favorite, this is not only my favorite musical, but this is like, there's an argument that this is like a top, maybe like a top 15 movie for me of all time. I love this movie.
It's a great movie.
It is.
It's a romp. A lot of fun.
Can I guess your favorite song from the movie?
This is another one for me that is incredibly surprise me? Hard. I took me a very, very long time to think of what
Really?
Would be. Yeah, okay. It was very hard. I like every song in this movie a lot. Ultimately, I have one written down in this notebook, but it could easily be so many. But yeah, let's see. Both of you, guess. Both of you.
Well, I was just going to guess Time Warp.
It's not Time Warp. Actually, funny enough, I would say Time Warp is on the lower end for me. I think it's just because I've heard it so many times. I still like it. It's amazing. It's amazing. Not Time Warp.
Is it the freaking Meatloaf song?
No, but I do love the freaking Meatloaf song.
I know you
so
love that song.
Much.
It does not do it for me.
Hoppatootie, bless my soul.
Yeah, that's the one.
No, that was in the running. Also the song Eddie, about Eddie. I really, really
you like all the worst songs. It's weird.
I like all the ones that sound like old school, like rock and roll, like old, and so Time Warp counts as one of those too. No, my favorite song I think is Sweet Transvestite.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Because Tim Curry's so great. He's so magnetic in it. He's like, obviously, he steals the show. And having that's how you meet him, right? He comes down the elevator, the doors open, and he steps out, and he immediately just jumps into this like charismatic, kind of like fluid on the stage, like the way he moves and stuff. Like, I don't know. He's great. He makes that movie for me in a lot of ways, and that song is just a testament to him, I think. So that's the one I'm going with. But
wow.
Yeah. We've been lucky enough to see it. Kaseyana and I have gone and seen it live a few times where they like get on stage and do the performance with it. And people bring their props to
That's
it.
Fun.
And we saw it.
Yeah.
We saw it at the Hollywood Cemetery together one time. Do you remember that?
It's really fun. Yeah. I feel like that kind of like died during COVID. People need to bring that back.
I agree. Yeah. They used to do it in Ventura every year. So I hope they bring it back to our area. But it's so fun.
At the Ventura Theater. So it was really campy and radical stuff. You would have loved it.
Dang.
Yeah. It's a great time and it's a great movie. If you've
it's a great movie.
Impossible to describe.
Susan Sarandon is perfect in it.
Yeah, she is.
Touch Me also almost made my list, of course.
Oh, that's my favorite. Yeah, that's a good one too.
You know the slept on song that nobody likes from that movie? That it's not even on the official soundtrack on Spotify. It's just not there. It's the only song missing that I love is the song that Rocky sings when he's freed from his like bandages and he's running around. It's a song called Sword of Damocles. The Sword of Damocles hanging over my head. That's a slept on song. I do not know why that song is not more popular. Like, if I'm in a band right now, and if we were going to cover a song from that play, I would want to cover Sword of Damocles. It's so sick. But
if I had to guess, I'd say they should workshop that name, because Sword of Damocles isn't really a roll off the tongue.
It's a vibe.
Hold on. Let me just think about this. I'm just holding space for Sword of Damocles. Yeah, no, you're right. Does it have the same buzz to it?
No.
Yeah, my number one, Rocky Horror Picture Show. Everyone see the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It'll change your life.
It's so fun. And weird.
Okay. All right, Kaseyana, number one, your favorite musical ever.
It's also my favorite movie ever, and it's Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Okay, I knew it.
Marilyn Monroe and Jane Russell. I have the year written down. It's like early 50s. It's just the tops. 1953. It's
the tops.
It's Marilyn Monroe, and I love Marilyn Monroe. I'm a huge fan of hers. It's, I think, her best role ever. But I think she's outshone by Jane Russell. She is phenomenal in this movie. It's just like two powerhouse women giving such fun performances. It's like doesn't actually have that many songs in it, which is a bit of a miss. But
that's why you like it so much.
So good. It's beyond good, and it's really fun. This plot is very like great. Marilyn Monroe is trying to marry this billionaire's son, and the billionaire doesn't like him, and she's like, okay, I'm getting on this cruise to Europe, and he's just gonna have to come get me. I'm not gonna come back unless he comes and gets me, because she knows if she gets him away from her dad, she can get him to marry her. And it's just, and Jane Russell's her like chaperone, but really it's just like her buddy. Yeah. And they're on the boat with the U.S. men's Olympic team, and Jane Russell's just trying to get them all to break curfew. It's so fun.
I think I've seen this one with you, right? I remember seeing this a few years ago. I remember liking it a lot.
Sat down to watch it.
Kaseyana is very open about this being her favorite movie to people. Yeah.
I knew this was going to be on her list.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I actually haven't seen this movie, which is like so sad.
I think it's like 72 minutes long. It's like, okay, you're in and out.
Well, I think like my whole week is just going to be like different musicals, because I also started West Side Story before we recorded this, because I love West Side Story.
I've never seen that either.
Tyler, the star of West Side Story, do you know who he is? He's in Twin Peaks.
He's
Ben Horn in Twin Peaks.
Oh my God, I love him already.
Young.
That's great news.
Young.
And yeah, like, he would
it's
be,
the main
right?
guy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Whoa,
and
that's freaking
he's
my
so
brain.
Good and he's so cute. And like, yeah, it's, I recommend it. It's also like for free on Prime or something, so you can just stream it. But yeah.
Okay, I'll have to check that one out. Kaseyana, maybe we need to do some musicals watching pretty soon here.
Twist my arm.
I know, I was going to say, that's going to be a hard sell.
I really do think you should see Sound of Music. It's just a phenomenal movie.
There's I'll no see Sound of Music.
It's like actually just a good movie.
Yeah. I got to see it. Well, hey, there you have it, folks. Those are the, according to Pod on the Cob, those are the 7 best musicals of all time. You two had some combined ones.
Casey
so
and
it's
I
not
shared 2.
Be 9. Yeah.
So 9 minus 2 is...
7.
You're right. Good job.
Now I want to wrap up this bonus episode the same way we wrap up every bonus episode, reading some fan mail, because I got a little fan mail here for us. Kaseyana, enjoy being a part of the fan mail section of the show, and share anything.
Yeah, usually I'm on the other side writing in.
That is true. You have written a couple of times and we appreciate it. Okay, so last episode, I put it out into the world that I couldn't think of a number small enough to give Wicked on our corn scale, because it technically wasn't a 0, but it definitely like didn't even reach a full integer for me.
So So did we hear from all the greatest math minds in the world?
We had one amazing math mind reach out to us on YouTube. So, oh, wait, by the way, we should say this up front because we forgot to say at the start of the episode. You can reach us by following us on Instagram, Blue Sky, follow us on YouTube, wherever you listen to podcasts. And whenever you write a comment on any of those, or you can email us at podonthecob@gmail.com. Whenever you send us any kind of written communique, I always make sure to take a screenshot of it and read it on this here show. So that's where I got this. I got this off YouTube. The best mathematician in the world here, Fez Hats, wrote and said, learned something today. The skin from the corn kernel is called pericarp, like that crunchy kernel skin from popcorn. So Tyler, I think a pericarp is like the smallest fraction of corn you can get. So we officially are giving, I'm officially giving Wicked a pericarp out of 5 cob on our grading scale here.
It's like that stuff that sticks in your teeth and you're just like, you can't get it out.
I also got Casey Anna, I believe this is from you, but you also did send us a news alert about a car accident where a truck carrying a bunch of corn crashed on the road and corn across all lanes. Truck carrying corn overturns in northern Georgia, spilling corn on the I-75. Thank you for sending that to us. We appreciated that. It was a great read. Yeah. Great read.
It was. There were some really good quotes in there about corn.
We had an email. I won't say the name of the email address here because it's their full name, so I don't want to dox them. But we got an email. Subject here says, feeling dark on this side of the moon. Hello, you two. Hello, you two. Long time, first time. I loved your pods. I love your pods so much and especially enjoyed the Wizard of Oz episode. I do have one very important question for you both, though. How in the heck could you leave out the amazing stoner sync up of the Wizard of Oz with Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon? I know you were both raised better than this. In all seriousness, your podcast makes me smile, and I look forward to every episode. Love you both. And it was signed Chandelier. So Chandelier.
Yeah, I was going to say Chandelier sent that one in. Thank you, Chandelier. Yeah. Well, thanks, Chandelier. And in our defense, and I don't know if we did already say this, but we did bring it up in the episode when Tyler and I were recording. We did talk about that, but it was cut for reasons, time and audio quality. So we did talk about it in our defense, but it just didn't make the final cut.
That is true.
So just know that in our heart of hearts that we did know that was something to be brought up. Listeners, if you're not aware, if you like watch, what is it? You watch Wizard of Oz on mute and you play Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon album, it syncs up in a super weird, trippy way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's we've done it before. Casey Anna, you've done it. You've done it before, right?
Yeah. Isn't one of them in reverse or something?
No.
Are you watching the movie in reverse?
No, it's not in reverse. You watch the movie on silent and you play Dark Side of the Moon over the movie.
That's a lot easier than I thought it was.
Yeah. The reverse is the whole like the backward masking or whatever where people would put their records in reverse and it was like, the devil's talking to you.
I think they're both dubious. I think both of the back masking and the Pink Floyd Wizard of Oz connection are both dubious, but it's very fun.
Some parts where it's cool, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, there are a few parts that are kind of eerie, and it's also just fun to do because it's a great album and it's a fun movie.
Yeah, totally.
So here's the thing we said that we cut from that episode, but I'll say it for everyone now. We are going to do that on this show at some point. We are going to do, I don't know. Yeah, Stephanie. Yeah. Oh yeah. Hey, Casey Anna, first one to hear about our secret plan here. Yeah. You get to hear it first. Yeah. I don't know how we'll do it. I think Steph and I, it'd be fun to make it kind of like more than just us talking about it. Maybe it'd be fun to like make it participatory or do it on Twitch or something, but someday we'll do something with this. I promise. We have to.
I love it.
Okay. We also in that same episode, in the Oscars episode rather, we asked what movies people were excited for later this year.
Oh yes. Yes. I want to hear.
Got some responses to that. So, I'll just read them off. These are the movies that showed up. I'm not going to say any names. Avatar, Fire and Ash, the second Wicked.
Okay.
How to Train Your Dragon, the live remake.
Okay.
The Legend of Ochi, which I don't know what that is. Does anyone know what The Legend of Ochi is?
No, I'm gonna look it up.
Okay, yeah, look it up. Jurassic World, the new one. And let me see. Oh, they also are excited for Moana 2. This person, Moana 2. So yeah, lots of different kind of responses coming out. We didn't mention any of those on the show, so we'll have to see if we get to any of those, and if there's corn in them, we'll have to talk about them. But thanks for sending those responses. I appreciated it. What's The Legend of Ochi, Steph?
It looks kind of cool. It's like a sci-fi adventure fantasy movie. A young girl learns to never go outside after dark because of reclusive forest creatures known as the Ochi. However, when a baby Ochi is left behind, she embarks on the adventure of a lifetime to reunite it with its family. And it's like live action with like...
I saw the trailer for this. It looks cute.
Yeah, it looks like...
It's giving like E.T.
Yeah.
But less creepy it than is. E.T.
Not as creepy as E.T. But no, yeah, I actually remember seeing the trailer for this and like I felt like such a weirdo because it kind of made me, even the trailer kind of made me like emotional. I think maybe I was in a mood.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be touching.
Huh, it does look touching.
Cool. See, this is why we ask you guys to send us in things because, you know, we learned something new.
Yep. Yeah, thank you. We'll continue to... Actually, how about this? We'll put one out here right now so that we can get responses for the next bonus episode. Here's your homework, and we will respond if you write to us. What's your favorite musical of all time?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Absolutely. Because there's so many good ones out there.
I know.
There's not enough time to mention them all.
There's really not.
And yeah, we had to narrow it down to three. So that was tricky. Yeah.
Yeah. As I scraped the bottom of the barrel for myself and tried to conjure, but you picked good ones.
So it's all good. Thank you.
We're proud of you.
Yeah.
The last person I want to call out here is I promised a shout out to whoever our 100th follower on Instagram was.
Oh, fun.
And so it's got to go to, I'm just going to say, it's going to Jackie. I'm not going to say your whole handle or anything like that. I don't want you to get any doxing. But if you listen, Jackie, thanks for
being
our
100th
follower. We appreciate it. Yeah.
That means a lot.
Nice work, Jackie. Follow us on the social media other than X. We've got all of them. So follow us wherever you social media.
Like
TikTok and whatnot. Continue to support the show by listening, telling your friends, rating us 5 stars, writing us reviews. And like I said, if you write us a review, we'll read it. We'll read it out loud.
We're all in this together, and it shows when we stand hand in hand, make our dreams come true. High School Musical, incredible. Everyone.
Incredible. What a great pick, Steph.
Thank you. Yeah,
I think we can agree that of all the movies, that's the best of them. As far as movie making goes, that's the best one of the 7 for sure.
Fine,
right?
Cinema.
And you know what? I think we should do, I think I might do this, is like compile a playlist on Spotify of all all the favorite songs, but since some of them overlapped, we can do like our secondary favorite songs from the musicals that we
love. I love that idea.
And then we can put it out there for our listeners too, if they want to tune in to that playlist. I think that'd be fun.
Let's do
that's
that.
A really
we'll do
fun
that
idea.
And join the playlist. We'll post it on our socials so you know what it is and where it is, and we'll make sure to update it with some songs and get it out there to all of you. It's a great idea, Steph. All right, Kaseyana, thank you for being our first guest ever. You did a great job.
Thank you for having me.
It's so fun. You've been an idea and a character for so many episodes. It's nice that, you know, it's real.
It's real now. Existing in the podcast sphere. It's really fun. Thanks for having me on, you guys. This was great.
Thanks for being here. All right. Well, that about wraps it up. Keep cobbing on.
Peace out.
Later.